On one hand, Klal Yisrael thrive on the mitzvah of Ahav Derech Kameicha, the Gemilas Chasadim, the Chesed, the Ne'on Lachaveiroi. We excel in that mitzvah. The stories are abound of the Chesed that Yidden do for one another, Jews do for one another. But on the other hand, this is a tremendous challenge. So often, the mitzvah of Ahav Derech Kameicha. What makes it so difficult for all of us to connect one to another? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Reb Chanina said, you should daven for the welfare of the government. Without the fear of the law, people would swallow each other alive. Now, it doesn't mean people are literally going to swallow each other alive, but it means that people are going to behave with extreme cruelty. And people will just continue to live. So Reb Ruchem asks, really? If not for the fear of government, people would be so cruel to hear someone suffering in pain and continue to live their own lives? Says Reb Ruchem, no, people aren't that cruel. They're going to hear someone else screaming in pain and just continue to live and do what they do without trying to help someone else. If a person would hear his friend screaming, of course he would stop. But the problem is that he won't even hear that person screaming. The main reason why people aren't able to fulfill the mitzvah of Ahav Derech Kameicha is because they don't really realize there's a Reacha, a person next to them who has feelings and who is screaming. But if we'd be able to sense someone else's feelings, if we'd be able to be aware of their pain, then of course we would stop being cruel to them and be there for them. So in order to truly have a hav for someone else and not just love for ourselves, you need to be able to feel someone else's needs. Ahava means to connect. You can only connect to someone if you feel their needs. That's why the Targumic translates the word Ahava with the Lashon of Rachim, which means to have pity. The opposite of Rachmonis is Achzorius, cruelty. And Rabbi Volba says that the word Achzor is made up of the words Achzor, he is only a stranger. A person is only cruel to someone he sees as a stranger. This person has nothing to do with me, he's out of my world. But if a person looks at someone else, not as a stranger, but rather as Reyecha, a friend, he's going to be able to feel for him. He'll be able to have the proper hav for that person. A person has to realize that the person next to him isn't just a stranger, has nothing to do with him. He's a part of me, that we're deeply connected, that we come from the same source. And the same way I feel my own pain and my own needs, I want to be able to feel my friend's pain and his needs as well. So therefore, the main challenge of Ahav Derech Kameicha, and the reason why we struggle in this area, is because we're not connected to others. A person is living with his own box and only connected to himself, can't open up himself to other people. So he's going to be lacking in the midst of Ahav Derech Kameicha. The challenge is to open up, to not just stay wrapped up within our own world, wrapped up within ourselves, but to open ourselves up for others, to feel someone else's needs. Moshe Leib Sasseva will tell of a story that he once learned of what it meant to love a fellow Jew from two Russian peasants. Once he was sitting in the inn, and two drunk Russian peasants were sitting at the table. They were draining the last drops of a bottle of strong Ukrainian vodka. One of them said to his friend, "Do you love me?" And the friend said, "Yeah, of course I love you." And the first one says, "No, no, you don't." The other one said, "Do you really love me, really?" He says, "Yeah, of course I love you, you're my best friend." So he says, "Tell me, do you know what I need? Do you know why I'm in pain?" So the friend said, "How can I know? How can I know what you need or why you're in pain?" And the first one says, "How then can you say you love me when you don't know what I need or why I'm in pain?" And Rav Moshe Leib Sasseva told his Hasidim that he learned from these peasants that truly loving someone means to know their needs and to feel their pain. Real love isn't just tolerating someone else. To be their v'hafta is noticing someone's having a bad day. It's feeling their pain. It's showing that you care. How do you do that? Only when you know them, only when you're connected to someone else. Last week, Rabbi Golka went to St. John's Wood to visit the parents of Rabbi D. Sorry, to meet the parents of Lucy, who had lost her life along with two of her children. And Richard turned to Rabbi Golka and he said, "Do you know what I'm going to miss the most? It's the weekly conversation I would have had with my granddaughter." It wasn't just a token call, it was a proper conversation. She would care to ask me all the small details. This is what I'm going to miss the most. And Rabbi Golka, he since then was thinking and reflecting about that conversation, and he had an idea. It's going to be called the Three Phone Call Friday, that everyone should make three extra phone calls every Friday to people who they love, to people they don't speak to enough. It might just be a phone call to express appreciation for someone's done something for you a long time ago. It could be someone who needs a phone call. And this is an easy way for people to do something long-lasting and significant. And Rabbi D heard this. He loved the idea. He loved this initiative. And he's also encouraging people to reach out to one another on a Friday, because we know behind the message, we can hide so much of our emotions, so much of our challenges. There's nothing like a phone call, nothing like feeling the emotion behind when you hear that person's voice. When two people are talking, it's two souls, two neshamas talking to one another. So that maybe that initiative be the Ilu Nishmasam of the Kedoshim, and may we all continue to grow in the midst of a Haftar Recha Kamecha.